Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Issue is not a natural issue. It's an invisible issue. It's about the invisible things of God. Don't you understand it? But we can't get to that point until we learn how to humble ourselves. You're not in your word. You're not in fasting and praying. What kind of lifestyle is you living in? Then when a club gets shot up, as a Christian, you want to cry. You want people to mourn you.
Amen.
Certain places you can't go. It's territorial. It's invisible angels. It's principalities. It's dark forces that got territory. And you as a saint, if you are you open for anything to happen to you, for you to lose your life, and also for you to lose your soul. I'm telling you, look, it says, when they arrest you, he's speaking, this is the Christ. This was thousands of years ago, but right. If we believe in the Bible, if we believe in the Word of God, we will apply this right now today. When they arrest you, take no thought. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. But we can't, a lot of us can't let the Holy Spirit guide us. And we get nervous and scared, or we snapping off on these officers. We can't let the Holy Spirit guide us because we're not in the Spirit, we in flesh. We don't have a relationship with God. The what's going to fix America is having a relationship with God. Not no protest, not no picket fences. It's going to have a relationship with God. Not playing with God. I'm not saying that you got to be perfect, but you have to get a relationship with God. God in America once had a relationship, but now the relationship is torn, and that's why the hand of God is moving on this country. And it's moving on this country not because God hated us. Moving on this country, I can't turn back to me, son. Turn back to me, daughter. I got to spank you a little bit. I got to take your child out of here. That's a hard spanking for us. But the spanking that God has given because he loves us. He said, I got to spank you a little bit. I got to allow you to get sickness in your body. I got to spank you a little bit. I got to allow you to get a car crash. I got to spank you a little bit. I got to allow shootings to scare and wake you up.
Right. Yes.
God is spanking this country. This thing, race issues, is an invisible issue. But if you don't learn how to tap into the things, the invisible things of God, then you got lost. I don't care how educated you are. This thing is spiritual. It's going to take more than secular knowledge. It's going to take understanding the things of the Spirit.
Yes,
my God.
Teach it.
Matthew 24:21. If you got your Bibles, you want to go there real quick. Matthew 24:21. It's shot top. My God. Ain't preaching. They're trying to shake hands with the president and have barbecues and stuff. That's what they're doing, thinking that barbecue, just because you barbecue with a white man or you barbecue with a black man or you barbecue with the police officer, you think it's going to be all good? No, it's not.
Amen.
They'll eat that barbecue and kill you the next day.
My God.
Matthew 24:21. Come on now. It says, for then shall be great tribulation. And such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall it never be. Did you hear what Jesus? This is Jesus speaking again. This is Yahshua the Messiah. He said, for them shall there be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall there ever be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh to be saved. And this is what I get when I talk about end time Bible revelation. This is what I get when people say that the saints going to be raptured up and all of that. Well, if the saints going to be raptured up and we're not going to go through, number one, back in Jesus' days, the saints went through. So what makes us exempt? That's what I teach. But number one, I know we're going to get caught up. We're going to go through a little bit of stuff first. And I'm going to say this right here. It says this. This is what I teach. It says, and accept those days should be shortened. What days? The days of the tribulation.
Amen.
There shall be what? No flesh. What does that mean? No flesh means none, nobody. How can you constitute that the church gonna be raptured up before all of the bad stuff start happening, which is bad stuff happening even right now, and we still ain't raptured up? Yes, he's gonna come get us. We're gonna go through some things. How can we get raptured up? How can you constitute that when it says no? No means nobody. Here, watch this. Watch this. It says, except those days, what? Except they be what? Shortened. Except while we going through, and there's perilous times taking place, unless the Father decides to cut the days short, nobody would be saved.
Amen. Yes.
I say, the Bible is telling you this, the Word of God is teaching you, to tell you that you have to be prepared spiritually. That's the only thing that's going to save you.
That's
the only thing that's going to save our sons and our daughters that's getting murdered out there, killed out there, destroyed out there, murdered out there, is spiritual things, the invisible things. The only thing that's going to save us is a living God in the sky looking down at his children. That's the only thing that's going to save us.
Yes.
We have to get into a mindset. We have to get into a mindset that for God I live, for God I die. Certain consequences, certain things, behaviors, certain consequences. Nobody deserves to die, but everybody is appointed to die. But some of us, we die sooner than our appointment time. Did you just hear what I said? Nobody deserves to die, but some of us, everybody is appointed to die, and some of us die before our appointed time.
Amen.
That's right.
Because you in the wrong place. You in the wrong place at the wrong time. I know it's a hard message, but God is speaking. Y'all, I did that on purpose. You just heard three prophetic women speak on what God is saying. So you know this ain't just coming from Apostle Andrew. God is saying it's time to step it up, but it's trying to step up in our behavior. It's trying to step it up. This thing, the race issues are invisible issues. My God, race issues are invisible issues. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. What? The evidence of things, what? Unseen. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The what? The evidence of things, what? Unseen. That means it's going to take some faith of this race stuff that's going on. That means it's going to take some faith to understand what God is doing in the spirit, even though you can't see it being done in the natural. It's going to take some faith for you to get out your financial situation. It's going to take some faith for you to get out that bad marriage or for your marriage to get restored. It's going to take some faith to know that the cops are going to stop killing our sons and daughters. It's going to take some faith, but faith is the substance of things hope, evidence of things unseen. Race issues is an issue. You can't fight this thing with manpower in the physical. We have to fight it in the spiritual. It's going to take some of y'all online that just lost family members to be the one to stand up in your family. I'm going to fast, I'm going to pray, I'm going to worship my living God, even though my family is out there wilding out. I'm going to call out their name, I'm going to step in the gap on their behalf. God is just looking for somebody to step in the gap. God ain't calling us to be a dead church. We don't got praise on our lips, we don't got worship in our heart. You can't put it on your preacher. You're going to have to stand up for your family and fight in the spirit.
Yes.
Come on.
You're going to have to be the one to fight.
Amen.
Race issues are invisible issues. It's dealing with the invisible things. God said it in Hebrews. He said faith is the substance of things hoped for, but what? The evidence of things unseen, meaning you can't see things taking place, but you got a God that's working it out in the supernatural. You might can't see it, but he's working it out. Ephesians 6:12 states, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. Wrestle not. All I've been telling y'all, scripture after scripture, he was talking to an angel with a sword. Hope for the evidence of things we can't see. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. All throughout the Bible, I've been giving you scripture after scripture showing you that this thing is not a natural fight. It's a spiritual fight. Yes, we should be ashamed of ourselves as Christians because we're not doing enough. I look in the mirror. I hear the stuff on the radio. I see stuff on the news. But I got to look at myself. It starts with me. It starts with each one of you all. We're not doing enough when it comes to the invisible things of God. Church. Church. And you know what? It's sad because only about 3 people are going to catch this. And then next week when our family go through a crisis, we're going to be like, why, Lord? Why? Why? Big Mac, push that Big Mac away fast and pray that day. Instead of watching all of that TV, open up your Bible.
Amen.
It's very easy.
Amen.
Worship. We'll go watch Beyonce and worship her holding our hands up, but we don't know how to worship a living God that can save our family life from the police.
Or save the police
from us. Because some of the police need to be saved from us.
That's right.
Some of the police need to be saved from us. There's some good men and women that are on the force, and they just want to do their job, but they get a bad rap. But it's a spiritual fight, y'all.
That's right.
It's a spiritual fight. That race issues are invisible issues. It is an issue dealing with Satan and his fallen angels, how they tempt people, how they beguile people, how they send snares for people, traps for people. But if you don't understand how to fight this invisible battle, then you lost in the natural. You can swing in the air all you want. I'm a person that believes in guns. Yes, I do. I believe in guns. I believe in protecting my family. I believe in that 100%. If I don't have a relationship with God, if I don't understand how to fight the invisible battle that takes place all around me, angels and demons fighting day and night, if I don't understand how to do that with my worship, with my studying of the word, with my fasting and praying, with certain strategies on how to live this life and watch my behavior in regards to living holy, if I don't understand that, I'm going to just be shooting at air, punching at air, and it would never work.
Mm-hmm.
It would never work. How can you shoot an angel? The Bible says that the angel was made a little bit above us. How can you fight angels that's made above us? When it says the angels were made a little bit above man, it's speaking in that context. It's saying that supernaturally, far as powers. So in order to fight fallen angels, you have to get in the spirit with them. It's going to take you getting in the spirit, not getting in the flesh. This fight, this invisible war that's all around us is a supernatural war, and it takes a supernatural mind. In Jesus' name, glory to God. This is your apostle speaking. This is your prophet. This is your pastor speaking to you today. It's time for us to grow up in the things of God. Glory to God. Race issues are invisible issues. Lord, I thank you for this word on today. Race issues are invisible issues. We need to learn how to master the invisible things, and then we'll learn how to master the natural things. Father, I thank you for this word. Lord God, I pray that it touch every hear heart under the sound of my voice today. Lord, let it raise us up into the things of God. Raise us up into the maturity of God. In the name of Yahshua the Messiah, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare the protection of the holy angels being camped around everybody that was in this service today. I plead the blood of Jesus upon the minds of the people in the fire of God. I decree and declare it so. Protect us, Lord, even now. Even America, Lord, turn the hearts of the police officers, turn the hearts of the black people, turn the hearts of the white people, turn the hearts, Lord, of back unto you. Turn the hearts of America back unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Let all God's people say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Stay prayerful, people of God. And remember, the race issue is an invisible issue. It's going to take God's word. It's going to take more prayer. It's going to take more fasting. And it's going to take a bended knee and lifted arms, worshiping a God that's in the sky, looking down at his people. God bless you.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.